A class action lawsuit or a series of gripes? That's the question before a familiar name in a Manhattan federal court. Welcome to Copyright Clearance Center's podcast series. I'm Christopher Keneally for Beyond the Book. As self-publishing has evolved toward independent publishing, the vanity has gone out of most projects to allow the business to emerge. This court case, though, could remind authors and readers of the bad old days and maybe even push the indies back into the shadows. For more, we turn to Andrew Albany, senior writer at Publishers Weekly, for his regular appearance on Fridays for Beyond the Book. And Andrew, welcome back to the show.
Hey there, Chris.
Well, indeed, we are back in a familiar courtroom before a familiar judge, just in time for Book Expo and just in time for the You Publish You self-publishing program that goes on there. You're going to tell us about this ongoing lawsuit against Author Solutions. It's back in the news, and tell us what's going on.
That's right. So our good friend Judge Denise Coate has found herself onto another publishing-related case, and this one from a group of authors who are suing the Penguin Random House-owned service provider Author Solutions. And after the final briefs were filed last week, Judge Coate could soon decide whether the author's case is going to become a class action or not. And this is a pretty big deal, because if this case is certified as a class action, it ups the legal stakes considerably for Author Solutions. But perhaps worse, if it's a class action case, that could be a devastating blow to Author Solutions' business from a public relations standpoint, because there would be notice to all potential class members, of course, and that would mean a direct campaign to Author Solutions' customers, as well as probably some ads and some magazines, and they would all be loudly proclaiming that Author Solutions is, as the authors argue in their suit, well, pretty much a scam. Now, in an age when there's serious competition for indie authors from a number of self-publishing platforms, and there's many, many services out there, litigating a class action of this nature is going to be a big enough blow for Author Solutions not to have to deal with the PR fallback. And in my opinion, this right here, whether or not this goes forward as a class action, this question is the whole ballgame. Because even if Author Solutions is able to litigate and win the class action case, the cost and the negative PR are going to be devastating to its business.
Well, indeed they would be. And I guess the question is this going to move forward? What are the chances that this could go class action?
Well, I think it's hard to say. You know, what we see from the latest filings is that the case has narrowed a bit, and there have been some changes. In fact, there are actually three suits in one here for jurisdictional reasons, which the plaintiffs would like to consolidate under one action. And there are now three proposed subclasses, two of which are made for jurisdictional reasons for California and Colorado consumers. And also the roster of the named plaintiffs in the case has changed. Author Solutions makes sort of a big deal about that, but that's really not uncommon, and I'm not sure that there's much to be read into that. But what is interesting is that the proposed class action is now limited to those who worked with iUniverse, which is a division of Author Solutions, or to customers who purchased standalone marketing services from Author Solutions. And the common question binding the class together is whether Author Solutions was engaged in a fraudulent scheme to sell authors worthless marketing service. And that's actually narrowed a bit from some of the claims that were in the initial suit, which included things like failure to pay proper royalties. Now, that's not to say that those other claims aren't going to be a part of this class action suit, because they will. But what the class action will attempt to prove, if it's certified a class action, is that as part of a company-wide policy, Author Solutions systematically hides from consumers that it's a telemarketing operations, so the plaintiffs argue, and that there's actually no real stake in the quality or retail success of authors' books. In other words, Author Solutions is set up as a scam. That's what the authors claim, which lures in authors by posing as publishing experts. But the goal is not to help authors actually sell or improve their books, but only to sell books back to those authors along with allegedly worthless services. And the court filings are just filled with descriptions of, you know, what appear to be pretty shady practices of these telemarketers that are branded as consultants with little or no publishing or editorial experience. You have allegations of fake editorial boards and fake marketing programs, all designed just to generate fees from unsuspecting customers. So the case file makes for some very interesting reading, and it alleges some pretty unsavory practices.
Well, it's all rather distasteful if we take it at face value, and certainly the indictment is intended to read as a very damning one. But I'm sure there's another side to this case. And so how does the defense take up the topic?
The attorneys for Author Solutions have from the start branded this suit, you know, a misguided attempt to make a federal class action out of a series of gripes. And that's a quote from one of their briefs. But in their briefs filed last week, they argue that, you know, even more so that the authors have invented this whole deceptive scheme, this whole fraudulent scheme out of whole cloth. Author Solutions attorneys argue that the plaintiffs haven't shown any evidence of any such deceptive scheme and that there's no corporate training or any documents of any kind that tie any allegedly bad behavior by some of its consultants to a corporate leadership, to any kind of scam at the corporate level. What Author Solutions would like to see happen at this point is have the court sort of make a determination on whether there is a scheme here. In other words, should it wait till trial, or should we have to, you know, sort of suss out the facts here? Is this a legal scheme actually plausible before the court makes a certification decision? Author Solutions also argues that there's really no effective class relief that could be fashioned because everyone who uses their services has a different level of satisfaction. So, you know, those who are unhappy can always avail themselves of the courts, or they can get refunds or whatever they want. But finding, you know, a bad faith case of fraud and fashioning relief for what they see as this, you know, alleged scheme created out of whole cloth is just way too broad and sweeping for a class remedy. So again, you know, the question is determining whether Author Solutions is running a fraud. Is that a question for the class action stage, or is that a question for trial? And as I said, I think that's going to be the whole ballgame coming up when Judge Coate decides whether or not to certify it as a class action.
Well, we'll have to wait to see whether that ball game happens, but a big ball game is coming up in New York City next week. Book Expo America, of course, down at the Javits Center, and I imagine that the Author Solutions case will be one of the more prominent topics of conversation. What do you think?
Oh, I really do. And, you know, without question, because the case comes at a time when self-publishing is really growing and maturing. And as you mentioned in your intro, the filings really vividly recall the days of the vanity press, you know, when authors were wooed by these companies and then saddled with expensive fees and garage loads of subpar books. I think there's also going to be a lot of questions about, you know, what is Penguin Random House going to do with a company? You know, what is Author Solutions' future within Penguin Random House? Penguin, of course, bought Author Solutions in 2012, and that was subsumed into the merger between Penguin and Random House. And of course, you know, whether or not the case is greenlighted to go to class action, and whether or not the case is actually going to be won in a court of law, there's going to be serious questions about whether Author Solutions can win back customers in the court of public opinion. I think that's going to be pretty difficult for them. And I imagine that this is something we will probably be talking about on this show, on this podcast, next week from the floor of BEA.
Well, I would expect so. Look forward to seeing you there. I guess in the interest of full disclosure, we did have appearances from several people related to iUniverse and Author Solutions on Beyond the Book over the years, Keith Ogorek among them. So I suppose listeners can check out those and maybe get a sense themselves just what kind of a company Author Solutions is. But as you say, right now, BEA, Book Expo America, kicks off next week, and I'll be there with some panels. You'll be there reporting from the floor. There'll be PW Dailies. I guess we should tell people that for the You Publish You program, I am hosting the keynote, which is called The Rise of the Hybrid Author. We'll be looking at that particular topic and just how many self-published independent authors today are choosing to move and migrate, if you will, from the traditional world into the independent world and back again. We'll hear from Robert Gottlieb at Trident Media Corp, Christy Melville, the president and publisher of Andrews McMillan Universal, and Angela Bowl, the executive director of the Independent Book Publishers Association. And you've got some other reminders as well for what people can expect from PW.
Yeah, well, I will, as you mentioned, I'll remind people again that we will be publishing show dailies every day of the show and through BookCon. So look for them on the BEA show floor. And you can also read the full editions online on the PW website. And for our librarian listeners who are going to be at BEA, I'd like to point out that PW and BEA are teaming up to run the Librarian Lounge this year. So if you're a librarian, you can stop by booth R420 to take a load off, have some food and drinks on us, enjoy some of our exclusive programs. programming, which this year includes authors like Libba Bray. And if you're a fan of the show Orange is the New Black on Netflix, Miss Rosa herself, Barbara Rosenblatt, is going to be on hand in the Librarian Lounge to share downloads of the new Orange is the New Black audiobook. Or, of course, you can just sit and chat with me. I'm going to be spending a lot of time in there meeting and greeting and learning from librarians. So please do come by and say hello.
All right. Well, just remember, don't eat all the food or drink all the Diet Cokes. Leave some for your guests.
Andrew Albany's, I make no promises.
That's right. Andrew Albany, Senior Writer for Publishers Weekly, thanks so much for joining us on Beyond the Book.
My pleasure, as always.
Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center, a global rights broker for the world's most sought-after materials, including millions of books and ebooks, journals, newspapers, magazines, and blogs, as well as images, movies, and television shows. You can follow Beyond the Book on Twitter, find us on Facebook, and subscribe to the free podcast series on iTunes or at our website, beyondthebook.com. Our engineer and co-producer is Jeremy Brisky of Burris Marketing. My name is Christopher Keneally. For all of us at Copyright Clearance Center, thanks for listening to Beyond the Book.